Muthoni Mthenge says she was repeatedly struck in the legs with an axe when she was detained in a concentration camp ran by British colonialists. It was in the 1950s. Her husband was one of the leaders of a rebel movement. Frustrated by colonial land grabbing, its fighters wanted Kenya to have independence from British rule.
They never apologized. Neither did we get compensation. We just came home and suffered in poverty. I spent so much time in detention and our children suffered throughout.
Researchers say British colonial authorities detained hundreds of thousands of people, both fighters, known as Mau Mau, and suspected sympathizers, and killed tens of thousands of them. One of the camps was right here. It's now part of a school. And the teachers say this building was where new prisoners were held before being taken in here for interrogations. Castration and rape were used to extract confessions and intelligence, as well as beatings so severe they were often fatal. The crackdown since came to be known as one of the worst atrocities of the British Empire.
As the guns sounded a salute.
An empire of which Queen Elizabeth became the figurehead when she was crowned in 1952. She was visiting Kenya, a British colony at the time, when her father died and she became queen. The Mau Mau Rebellion and the brutal crackdown began shortly after. The British government didn't acknowledge the atrocities for more than half a century, until 9 years ago, when it compensated a group of about 5,000 torture victims.
The one who was asking,
Paul Mwite, was among the lawyers representing them in court in London. He says the settlement was a step forward, but about 200,000 more victims or their surviving descendants were left destitute and deserve compensation for abuses.
The passing away of Her Majesty the Queen presents a wonderful opportunity for the Kenya government to come out, even as they congratulate the new king, come out and request the British government to play their part in bringing an honourable closure to this matter.
Muthoni wasn't among the group who were compensated and says she can't afford a lawyer. Neither is she among those on social media expressing anger at Britain's monarchy or former empire following the Queen's death. But she says it's still not too late for the British government to say sorry and make amends. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Mwiga, Kenya.